News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The search at the former family home of missing Kyran Dernan, who now would be 8 years old, ended yesterday evening. Our chief reporter, Barry White, is with us now. Barry, what do we know of what came out during that search and indeed the investigation to this point?
Hi, Jonathan. Good morning. So the search, which was focusing on a piece of wasteland behind the back garden of the former Dernan family home on Emer Terrace in Dundalk yesterday and Wednesday, ended late yesterday afternoon. Now, this part of the search was quite tedious because it's a site that basically had been used as a dumping ground. And for the past 2 days, Gardaí had been cutting down bushes and trees and combing through dozens of old bags of rubbish and other household rubbish that had been there for some time. They used the digger, chainsaws and strimmers to search this site. But the search was stood down just before 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Meanwhile, a forensic examination of the Emer Terrace house that Kyran Dernan used to live in and the garden and patio at the back of the property was also completed yesterday. Now, Gardaí say they're not releasing the results of the search for operational reasons. However, sources told me that Garda investigators and forensics found no significant evidence in relation to the disappearance of Kyran Dernan during the search in Dundalk. Also, no arrests have been made and Gardaí are no closer to making any arrests at this stage, with sources telling me that they'll only make arrests when they have enough evidence gathered. And if Gardaí were to arrest someone now, it would then be much harder to go arrest them a second time during the same investigation.
There's a lot of speculation about what might have happened. I know the Irish Independent this morning is reporting that Kyran might have been listed as a guest in a bed and breakfast in Dundalk over 4 weeks during the summer. The public has been coming forward with information to the guards. They have to sift through all of that and they've now repeated that call for information. Barry.
Yeah, Jonathan Gardaí have. They're again appealing to anyone who has any information in connection with the disappearance of Kyran Dernan to contact Investing Gardaí. They say that nobody should rule out any information that they may have and that no one should assume that the investigation team know the information that they may have. Meanwhile, Gardaí say they have received a large volume of important information from members of the public since they first made a public appeal on the 16th of October. And some of the calls they've received include claimed sightings of Kyran, which detectives hope will help them establish if Kyran was seen alive and whether that was over 2 years ago, as they suspect. Gardaí investigators are also working around the clock on what is a murder case, although they're not ruling out the possibility that Kyran died another way and his death was then concealed. It's also my understanding, Jonathan, that they have identified another property in Drogheda and they plan to search that in the near future.
Okay, Barry White, News Talk's chief reporter in Dundalk. Thank you.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.